This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Megan Lynch. President Trump said Sunday, "I'm not joking about trying to serve a third term." How could Mr. Trump breach a constitutional barrier? Well, there are methods with which you could do it, Trump said in a telephone interview with NBC News. Joining us now, KMOX legal analyst Brad Young, partner at Harris, Dow, Fisher & Young. Brad, what about the 22nd Amendment here?
Good morning, Megan. The 22nd Amendment is the preeminent barrier to any person, whether it's Trump or anyone else, running for a third term. Now, remember, obviously before our time, but Franklin Roosevelt famously served multiple terms, including I think he died during his fourth term. And so because of that, the 22nd Amendment was proposed in 1947 to limit presidents to only serving two terms, and this was ratified and became a part of the Constitution in 1951. And it literally states, and I quote, "No person shall be elected to the office of the president more than twice," unquote. So that is obviously a barrier.
Now, what about that word "elected"? Because I understand there are some other possibilities that people are floating out there as to how this might work.
You're right. The way that I believe that this is being framed, if it's having any serious discussions at all in the White House, the way it's being framed is that, well, J.D. Vance, current Vice President J.D. Vance, could run for president and Trump could be the vice president. And therefore, if J.D. Vance would resign and Trump would then take over the presidency, he was not elected as president and therefore would not violate the 22nd Amendment. But the problem with that is that if you look back at the 12th Amendment, the 12th Amendment to the Constitution says, and again, and I quote, "No person constitutionally ineligible to be president can be vice president." So at this point, if President Trump is ineligible to be the president because he's already served two terms, then he would also be ineligible to be the vice president under the 12th Amendment. So I don't know that this is getting any serious discussion in the White House. It may be one of those things that President Trump likes to throw out there and talk about to stir up the news community. But from a legal perspective, I see virtually no possibility that he could run for a third term.
And I guess a lot of this also comes down to how you interpret the Constitution, correct? Whether you interpret it very strictly or whether you look at the intent.
Correct. And that's always, and that's such a great question, Megan, because that's always the give and the take when it comes to constitutional analysis, whether you use the literal words or whether you look at the historical context or whether you look at how words mean and grow and evolve over time. Those are all different philosophies of how the Constitution is interpreted. And if President Trump were to try to run for office for a third term, all of those philosophies would be on display when this moved through the courts.
We're speaking with KMOX legal analyst Brad Young. Let's turn to something happening in Missouri, Brad. There's a push to overturn the paid sick leave law that was approved by Missouri voters last year. In fact, there's a bill progressing in the legislature. People may ask, how can lawmakers do this after voters push this through?
Well, it's very important to look at the context here, because last year we had what was called Proposition A, and this was a proposition that became law. And the reason why I'm emphasizing the word law is because we also had in 2022, Missourians passed a constitutional amendment allowing for the recreational use of marijuana. So a constitutional amendment is different, obviously, than a law. So Proposition A last year was passed, and Proposition A required employers with business receipts greater than $500,000 a year to provide at least 1 hour of paid leave to employees for every 30 hours worked. And there's some other details in Prop A that were passed into law by the voters. But since it wasn't passed as a constitutional amendment, then any law in the state of Missouri is subject to revision, overturning, or modification by the state legislature. So what happened last week is that an amendment was passed in the House that would essentially negate some of the provisions of Prop A. It would eliminate the paid sick leave, and it would change the minimum wage law, not changing the exact amount. It would still go to $15 an hour in 2026, but it would remove the provision that adjusts that minimum wage according to inflation. So those are things that right now is going to be discussed in the Senate. And if it passes the Senate, Governor Kehoe has indicated that he would sign this into law. But that's why it's important to understand that Prop A was a statute that was passed, not a constitutional amendment.
In about 30 seconds, where does this leave employees and businesses right now with this law?
Well, technically, Prop A goes into effect May 1, but if this new bill gets passed, it would completely change Prop A starting in August. So for May, June, and July, and most of August, employees might have paid sick leave, but if this passes, that paid sick leave would be eliminated for many, many workers in Missouri.
Brad, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
That is KMOX legal analyst Brad Young, partner at Harris, Dow, Fisher & Young.